Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A Cass County Sheriff's deputy is recovering after being shot during a deadly exchange of gunfire with a suspect on the Leech Lake Reservation near Walker. Authorities say it happened Sunday afternoon near Bayside Resort. Emergency crews stopped the deputy's bleeding before he was airlifted to a Fargo hospital. The suspect died at the scene. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating. No names have been released. Senate Republicans say they added a ban on most hemp-based THC to the government spending bill because the intoxicating products pose danger to kids. Pepin Young of Bent Paddle Brewing Company in Duluth says they're hoping to get Congress and the state attorneys general to support new legislation.
These rules and regulations, which really all they have to do is adopt Minnesota's and they would be good, because we're watching in this state. We're age gating it. We have very specific packaging that doesn't allow for the marketing to children.
Young says hemp-based drinks and edibles are well regulated in Minnesota by the Office of Cannabis Management. Under the new federal rule, all products must contain 0.4 milligrams or less of THC within the next 12 months. Former Minnesota House Majority Leader Ryan Winkler is the victim in a fraud case involving the co-owner of his THC beverage company. Prosecutors are charging 46-year-old Christopher Schenck with stealing $76,000 from the Crooked Beverage Company. Schenck denies the allegations. And hundreds of Minnesota schools and nonprofits are participating in Thursday's Give to the Max Day. GiveMN Deputy Executive Director Jenna Ray.
This is a year where all of us are being invited to imagine our vision for the future and to act in alignment with our values, and charitable giving gives us an opportunity to do that 365 days a year. And so we're just excited to celebrate Minnesota's annual giving holiday with everybody.
Donations can be made at givemn.org. The Vikings gave up a field goal to the Bears as time expired in a 19-17 loss at US Bank Stadium. It was a rough day for quarterback J.J. McCarthy, who had two interceptions on just 150 yards passing. He did connect with Jordan Addison with under a minute to play to put the Vikings ahead. McCarthy says his up-and-down day, which included some errant passes, is part of the learning process.
I think it's just growing. At the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of things that I have to improve on, and accuracy is one of them. And I promise you, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and get ready to go to get working on that.
The 4-6 Vikings play this Sunday at 6-3 Green Bay. And the Minnesota Wild celebrating a 3-2 win over the Vegas Knights in overtime Sunday in St. Paul. Kirill Kaprizov scored the game-winning goal on the power play with 11 seconds remaining in OT. Philip Gustafson made 23 saves for the victory. The Wild wrap up a 5-game homestand Wednesday night against the Carolina Hurricanes. This is MNN.